It's the Fret Nats on Deck pregame show. A rainy Friday night here at Delmarva. Eric Bach joined by Jose Atencio, who currently is working on a 13 2/3 scoreless inning streak, back-to-back scoreless starts for the Fret Nats. Jose, we were just talking before we started recording about how you've been working really hard to get these results. What are some things that you've been doing that has allowed you to see these positive results on the mound?
Thank you for having me here, Eric. I just say to myself, like, you're a pitcher, you're not just a starter, you're not just a reliever or a closer. Whenever you get the ball in your hands, you just got to throw strikes and do your job, you know, like, no more than that.
Last year, when you came to Fredericksburg, you were exclusively a starter. You pitched really well last year. This year, you started as a starter, then went to the bullpen. Now you're back in the rotation. What has that process been like, trying to adjust to the bullpen versus starting versus whatever they're asking you to do?
But it's kind of hard to, like, switch sometimes. But you just got to, like, make adjustments because it's the only way to improve, you know. So whenever I was struggling, my mindset was different because I was, like, trying to do too much or, like, trying to be perfect, to be honest. So now I just, like, do my thing. Whenever I was, like, on the pen or starting or whatever, I just, like, My mindset now is, like, to do my job whenever I'm in the mound. It doesn't matter if I'm relieving, closing, or whatever.
What is the difference for you preparation-wise for when you start versus when you know you're coming out of the pen?
Well, the difference, to be honest, is, like, I have my routine before a game whenever I'm going to start, because to start for me is, like, it's my game. You know, like, I have to prepare myself to throw, like, 5 innings, 6 innings, because it's the game. Like, I have to help my team to win the game. But whenever I'm, like, in the pen, I got to be ready for whenever the pitching coach needs me, you know. So whenever he called me, I got to be ready, like, quick. And it's just, like, that's the difference, because you don't have, like, the time to prepare your mind or your brain to do whatever you're going to do. You just got to be ready whatever, like, they need you.
Talking with Jose Atencio here on the Fret Nats on Deck pregame show. Last week was a weird one because Brian Caceres got promoted the day he was supposed to start. When did you find out you were going to fill in for him, and what was that process like when you heard that?
Well, actually, it was the night before the game, because we were, like, the whole team in the clubhouse, and Skip Jake Lowry called Caceres and said, like, hey, you're going to Wilmington, you're pitching tomorrow, but in Wilmington. So they called me after it and told me, like, hey, you got to pitch tomorrow for Caceres. So I was ready because I haven't pitched in that week. So I was, like, 100% ready for that game.
So now, for you moving forward, I mean, I think you've kind of cemented your spot in this rotation moving forward for the next few weeks at least. What are you trying to build on? As, I mean, you can't get any better than giving up 0 runs the last 2 starts.
Yesterday, I felt like I did a pretty good job, but I felt like I kind of, like, I was mad at me because I gave up, like, a walk. So I don't like walks. Mm-hmm. Like, that's pretty much my thing in the mound, like, to throw more strikes. So, yeah, I'm just trying to improve, like, I don't know, like, maybe 5 innings, but no walks. So, yeah, that's it.
You throw a lot of different pitches. I think that's what makes you so hard to hit, is guys never know what's coming. How did you develop all of those pitches so that you are ready to throw all 6 of them in the game?
Well, for me, it's not, like, to say it's easy. It's just, like, kind of, like, work hard, because if you want to, like, throw another pitch, you just have to practice it, you know, like, and whenever I was, like, throwing, well, last year I was just throwing 5, so this year I add the cutter. But the cutter this year, it was, like, in the off season, I was just, like, throwing cutters every day. And it's what I did, like, in the spring training before coming here. I was just throwing cutters every day. And that's how you get it, because if you want to throw a pitch, like, you have to throw it and trust the pitch.
Talking to your pitching coach, talking to other guys on the staff, they say the cutter has been maybe the biggest key to your success this year. So what provoked you to want to say, hey, I need to add a cutter into my pitching repertoire?
Well, to be honest, it was, like, whenever I was in my home last year after the season, I was watching a game. It was Brewers, Corbin Burns, his starter. He just threw sinkers and cutters. So I saw that cutter, and I was looking at, like, internet. I looked for the grip. And I tried one day. Then I felt good. I felt really good with that pitch. I tried another day in live BP. I felt really good. And then I tried in the spring training. They say, like, hey, how are you doing with that cutter? Like, is that new? And I said, yeah, it's new. And they say, we like it. Like, the team say, like, we like it. You should, like, throw in more. And then I started to throw in more, and I feel really confident with throwing it because I just throw it to lefties mm-hmm. because it's, like, uncomfortable for them. So they can't, like, whenever I throw it, it's, like, weak contact, you know? So that's why I throw it, like, every time. I can throw it in whichever count it is. So, yeah, I feel really confident throwing it. And I feel like this year it's like my best pitch to get outs, not strike out or something, just get outs.
Last one for you. What are some goals you have for the rest of the season? Because obviously things are going great for you right now. You want to keep on building it. But do you have some specific goals that you want to accomplish before the end of the season?
Well, to be honest, whatever I'm doing right now, I just want to keep it going mm-hmm. and to see what the team does with me, you know. Obviously, everybody wants to, like, go higher. So, yeah, that's all my goal. It's just that, you know, because everybody, like, we start here in low A, we want to go to high A and then double A. So, yeah, that's the point. That's it.
Jose Atencio here on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. Hopefully we can get the game in tonight in Salisbury. Jose, thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. Every time.